It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and it's quarter after five on Friday, which means it's time for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, you can take a shot at it today by calling 314-969-KTRS. Toll free is 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we get to the Harris Challenge today, I want to play a cool piece of audio I found today online. You may have heard this before. I know you probably have heard the ones from Queen, where it's just the a cappella vocals of Freddie Mercury and the boys singing Bohemian Rhapsody, or there's one of Freddie Mercury and David Bowie doing Under Pressure, and it's just the vocal tracks with the instrumentation taken out. Well, today online, I found one from side two of the Beatles classic Abbey Road. Now, this is not going to be punishment music because it's too good to be punishment music, but it's remarkable to hear this, and it reminded me of when I went this summer to Las Vegas with my daughter to go see the Cirque du Soleil Beatles show Love at the Mirage. The soundtrack for that show is all Beatles music, but it's been remixed by George Martin's son, Giles Martin, and at times during that show, you only hear Beatles vocals, and at other times, you hear the instrumentation of the song without the vocals, and things are moved around, and some vocals are placed over some other instrumentation. It's very, very cleverly done, and that soundtrack has been a bestseller, not just from people going to see the Cirque du Soleil show, but people who wanted to hear cleverly remixed Beatles stuff with the originals. So anyway, I found this online, and I posted it as my picture of the day. Thank you, Bernice. I posted it as my picture of the day, but I also want to share some of it with you here today. Everybody knows this medley from side two of Abbey Road.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
And normally we would call it a cappella, but you actually can hear some of the instrumentation because they're not singing it a cappella. They're hearing the instrumentation in their headsets from the other tracks, which they laid down ahead of time, and then they're adding in the vocal parts of the song. You can hear a little bit in the background there, and then they sing.
One sweet dream. Pick up the bags, get in the limousine.
You can actually hear him snapping along.
Soon we'll be away from here. Step on the gas and wipe that tear away. One sweet dream came true today.
All right, so then later in the medley.
Me and Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park, shaves in the dark, trying to save paper.
Okay, we all know that.
Oh, listen to that now.
John Lennon.
Oh, look out! He's...
She came in through the bathroom window. Protected by a silver spoon.
Weird without the instruments, isn't
it? It's very cool.
It's really cool.
Well, now she sucks her thumb and wonders by the banks of her own lagoon.
And then I just want to play you this because it's my favorite part. Towards the end of the medley, where the drums and guitars are going crazy, but you don't hear them. All you hear is this.
Love you. 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 Love you.
And this is the part where, in the real song, they're trading the guitar solos back and forth, and they're just singing this in the background.
Love you.
I picture the four of them just standing around microphones doing this over and over again. And Ringo saying, how many times are we saying love you? I forgot.
Love you. 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 Love you.
So anyway. One more time for Bernice.
It's amazing that all this stuff is coming out so many years later.
Yeah.
It's just...
And in 1969, you have to remember, stereo production was really very, very new. the Beatles were one of the first bands to start doing stuff in stereo, along with the Beach Boys and some of the others who were the real innovators of that era. So in many of these instances, they would only work with a two-track machine, or maybe by 1969, when they did that, they had a four-track machine, and that was it. So they would take all the instruments, and they would mix them down to maybe one or two or three tracks, and then the vocals, you wouldn't have a separate track for Paul and a separate one for George and John and Ringo like you would today, right?
Yeah.
They'd all be mic'd separately now.
Yeah.
In those days, okay, guys, get in there and stand around one microphone and sing it, and we're going to mix it down to this one track. Very, very cool. Anyway, as I mentioned, it's on my website, harrisonline.com is the picture of the day, and you can get to that through ktrs.com. Just click on the Paul Harris page. All right, let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate that. Jason,
really enjoy on Friday, and I also listen to your show late night on Saturday, so really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. America Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays at midnight. Here on KTRS.
Yeah, I gave you the free plug, right?
That's very, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I can end up giving you something, Jason. First, before I do that, I have to open up the semi-random category computer, which has the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge stored all week long, and they come tumbling out here on Friday afternoons. And the first category is always our topical one, have you been paying attention? The second category is Rams, true or false? Rams start their season Sunday afternoon at 3:30 against the Cardinals. And we also have Category 3, you don't know Jack Nicholson. There was a rumor this week that he was quitting acting, which Joe Hipperson debunked an hour ago on this show. But it's a category all about Jack Nicholson. Which one would you like?
That's tough. Let's go with the have you been paying attention.
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. And you can pass on any question you like and come back to it later as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark. That's when we tally up your points and see if you've gotten eight or more. That's the threshold you must reach in order to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have, from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and Cottleville, one dozen donuts free.
Mmm, donuts.
And those are awesome.
Cottleville.
We also have a $20 gift, or your choice, a $20 gift card from Subliminal Subs. With
I didn't get a lunch from there today. Otherwise, I'd put in the plug here for you. Wow, those subs are good.
Oh, yeah, the subs are very good. They are very good.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
And by the way, if you get to 15 points, that's all the points you can get. We call it the clean sweep. You win all of the prizes for a prize package valued at well over
$1 million.
There you go. By the way, we have something that is very Beatles-like. Because we had the Prize Man music in the background there. But we have a vocals-only version of what you just heard. Here, listen. It's a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Yeah, Ringo could never hit the right note there.
No,
all right, Jason, that's for eight or more. You win. Seven or less, of course, I do have to punish you. You understand that, right?
I do.
All right, the category is, have you been paying attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 64-year-old swam from Cuba to Key West this week?
Pass.
A psychiatric hospital in Pennsylvania is the first to offer an inpatient treatment program for which of these? Twerking, internet addiction, or gluten phobia?
Internet addiction.
Correct. Which painkiller announced this week that will add a safety warning about liver failure to its packaging?
Tylenol.
Correct. Which Supreme Court justice became the first to officiate at a same-sex wedding last weekend?
Roberts?
Nope, Ginsburg. Which of these combinations describe Armand Fernandez Pierre of Dallas? Is he a Chippendales dancer and heart surgeon, a football player and cheerleader, or a beekeeper and police officer?
Chippendales and doctor.
No, he's a football player cheerleader. Back to the 64-year-old who swam from Cuba to Key West. Who was that? Her name is Diana Nyad.
That's
and,
right.
And by the way, for the same-sex wedding and the Supreme Court justice, you said John Roberts. Interestingly, one of the two guys who got married was named John Roberts.
No.
That's
Wow.
That's I remember the story. I just got the names messed.
Yeah, it was Ginsburg. It was Ginsburg who officiated that ceremony. And Armand Fernandez Pierre of Dallas is 335 pounds, 17 years old. He was a high school football player, but first he was a high school cheerleader.
Then
he was recruited to be on the football team, and he agreed to play football if at halftime he could leave the game and go cheerlead with his friends and, you know, throw the girls in the air and catch them and that sort of stuff.
Wow.
So that, he only plays a half, and then he's a cheerleader for halftime and the second half. True story.
Huh.
Jason, you got the two, you got the three, and unfortunately that's all we've got for you. So that means I'm going to have to punish you. And here now to punish you, you remember the old Dukes of Hazzard TV show?
Oh, sure.
The highlight of that show, of course, was not Boss Hogg or John Schneider or Tom Wolpat. What was the best part of that
Come
show,
on, Flash.
Jason? No.
No.
Jason, what was the best part of that show?
I'm going to go Daisy Dukes.
Yes, Catherine Bach in her Daisy Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what wasn't the best part of Catherine Bach? Her singing.
I wonder what she'll sing.
Oh, thank you, boss.
I don't know what London is like. I've never seen Venice at night. I don't travel all over the world. Cause life is the greatest, and I'm gonna stay just a down-home American girl.
If only we could take the vocals out of that.
Awful. It's awful.
I'm sorry you had to hear it, Jason, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks for playing. Let's go to contestant two. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a secretary, and I love Bob Seger.
Okay.
Wow.
Why the Bob Seger plug? I'm curious. Is he coming to town, or does he owe you money?
I missed him when he came the last time. I couldn't go to the concert, but he's just my fave.
Oh, he's terrific.
I think so.
You know, I can't tell you how many years that I used to work in rock and roll radio, at least once a year. And Dan, you probably remember this from those days as well. We would start getting the Bob Seger throat cancer rumors.
Oh, yes.
And it was like once a year, right?
Yeah, it was.
And it was in the days before the internet, so you couldn't find out. Somebody would call, hey, I heard Bob Seger had throat cancer.
Just because of the way he sings?
Yeah.
Or
he hadn't put on an album for a couple of years. Oh, I hear the reason is his throat cancer.
Oh, yeah.
No, he just hadn't put on an album. That's it.
Poor Bob never knew it. He had throat cancer half of his life.
Yeah. By the way, this just in, Bob Seger doesn't have throat cancer.
Yes.
Back to you, Sheila. Which category would you like? We have You Don't Know Jack Nicholson. We have Rams, True or False, or A Mountain of Mountains.
A True or False.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or False, the Rams were the first team that plays its home games in a dome to win the Super Bowl.
True.
It is true. True or false, the Rams played in the NFL's first overseas game.
Let's see. I'm going to say true.
It is true. True or false, Kurt Warner was the first Rams quarterback in NFL history to have a perfect single-game passer rating twice in a career.
I don't want to jinx myself. False.
It's true. True or false, Isaac Bruce holds the team record for most career receptions.
True.
True or false, Steven Jackson is the Rams running back who holds the record for the most career rushing yards on the team.
True.
All of our questions today were true, Sheila. And you only got one wrong, the three-pointer, for a total of 12, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, really?
Yes, nicely done.
Thank you.
And go Rams, and while we're at it, go Bob Seger.
Yeah, and cheer up, would you?
Hang on, Sheila. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. I hope you have a great weekend. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul. And I just want to say I do feel good because I did draft Peyton Manning in my fantasy football this year.
Nice
pick. Right now, my 8-1 betting ticket that I got in Vegas in July is looking pretty darn good.
It is looking pretty good. You're right. All right, let's look at the categories. We have You Don't Know Jack Nicholson. We have A Mountain of Mountains. And, wow, this is fortuitous for you. Category 3, could be Peyton, could be Manning.
I'm going to go with my first thought, and you don't know Jack.
Oh, you don't want to press your luck on Peyton Manning, huh?
Oh, I already have my mind set on that Jack one anyways from the very beginning, so
right.
I'm going to go with it.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what 1992 movie did Jack get nominated for an Oscar for ordering a code red as Colonel Nathan Jessup?
A Few Good Men.
Correct. In what 1997 movie did he get an Oscar for co-starring with Helen Hunt as a man with OCD?
As Good as It Gets.
Correct. For what 1975 movie was he nominated for an Oscar and had his nose sliced by Roman Polanski?
Pass.
In what 1976 movie did he win a Best Actor Oscar for playing a mental patient named R.P. McMurphy?
That would be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Correct. In what 1983 movie did he win a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for co-starring with Shirley MacLaine as an astronaut?
I don't remember. I'll go, what was the three-pointer again?
1975, he was nominated and had his nose sliced by Roman Polanski in what movie?
I cannot think about it. I can't think of it. I'm sorry.
How about the one with Shirley MacLaine?
Yeah, I know, but I can't remember the name of the title.
What if I told you Deborah Winger was also in it?
I want to try and answer both of them.
All right, Dan.
Terms of Endearment?
Yes.
Terms of Endearment, that's it.
And yeah. The Postman
Thanks,
Rings
Dan.
Twice?
Can I do a lifeline?
No.
was the Postman Rings Twice?
See, that's why you don't want a lifeline. It's Chinatown.
Chinatown, okay.
But let's see how you did here, Bob. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, no. That's only 7 points. And I'm sorry.
I'm being punished twice.
Yeah, you know what? When you think about it, being punished by Catherine Bach doesn't really sound that bad.
No, you're right.
But it does don't go anywhere, because it sounds like this.
They tell me that Rio's real fine.
I don't know what you just said.
That's fine. Romance and wine. But here in a heart of the
All I can see is her bazooka.
Life is the sweetest.
Oh, I can hear.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Bob. Have a good
You're
weekend.
Welcome.
Let's get out of here, Flash.
By the way, this just in from the National Institutes of Health, the frequency of Catherine Bach's singing is causing dogs in Franklin County to run in circles, and we apologize for that. We go to our next caller, Todd. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hello, Paul. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll say hello to all the lovely ladies at home, my beautiful wife, Melinda, and my two charming daughters, Renee and Shannon. And I'll shout out to my brother, Brad, who's probably tooling down Highway 44, listening on the station right now, 5:50 a.m.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Which category would you like here, Todd? We have could be Peyton, could be Manning, or a mountain of mountains.
Do you have a third option?
Yes, we have could be Peyton, could be Manning. Or a mountain of mountains.
You get four.
Any of those four.
All right, let's do Peyton or Manning.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these states does not have a town named Peyton? Colorado, Missouri, Wisconsin?
Colorado.
Missouri. What was the name of the 2002 Eminem movie that actress Taryn Manning appeared in?
Pass.
For what team is Peyton's brother Eli Manning the starting quarterback?
New York Giants.
Correct. What was the title of a 1960s primetime soap opera that starred Ryan O'Neal and Mia Farrow and had either Peyton or Manning in the title?
Pass.
What kind of ship was the World War II USS Manning? Was it a destroyer, a battleship, or a minesweeper?
Minesweeper.
Destroyer. Back to the four-pointer. Back to the two-pointer. What was the name of the 2002 Eminem movie that actress Taryn Manning appeared in? Forget about her. Eminem movie. The only one you can think of.
I'm not a movie guy.
How about the TV show? Peyton or Manning was in the title. It turns out to be Peyton because it was Peyton Place. And the Eminem movie is called 8 Mile. You remember he wasn't nominated for an Oscar for that.
No.
Todd, I'm sorry you only got the 3-pointer, and so you had to be punished as well. Miss Duke?
Okay. I wonder what she'll say.
I don't know what London is like. I've never seen.
can't take it anymore. I can't let that go any longer, Todd. You're very fortunate. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
Here's our final contestant of the day. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, all I've got to say is go Cards. We got to get in the playoffs.
Got to play a little bit better than they have in the last eight games, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They'll get it.
All right, Scott, one category left. It's yours. It's called A Mountain of Mountains. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state is Mount St. Helens located in?
Washington.
Correct. Which university's teams are called the Mountaineers?
West Virginia.
Correct. What state is Mount McKinley located in? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
What continent would you be on if you were climbing Mount Everest?
Europe.
It's Asia. In which country would you find Mount Kilimanjaro? Is it Zambia, Tanzania, or Mozambique?
Tanzania.
Tanzania is correct. You need this for the win now. What state is Mount McKinley in?
Oregon.
Did you say Oregon?
I said Oregon.
Oh, you should have said Alaska. But here's the good news. I had been premature in my addition here, and you got the one and the two and the five, and that's 8 points, and you're right above the threshold, so you win.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations, Scott. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. You can play along here live on the Big 550 KTRS or check out the podcasts online for any challenges you may have missed in the past.